Chapter 8 stands for American Colonization Society. Basically, it was a group of white dudes who sought to forcefully remove freed African Americans and ship them back to Africa. The issue was a lot of African Americans back then hated them because while the ACS seemed to be anti-slavery in public, behind closed doors, their actions seemed to be the complete opposite, Mason explained to him. Lola also added to Mason's explanation that as an abolitionist or a person who fights to see slavery abolished, you can see why James Fortin was so against them. Wow, he even went as far and convinced a newspaper company to cover anti-colonization stories to inform the public, and to seal the deal, he would help financially support the company, Kevin read. Fun fact, he believed in the American dream, Mason pointed out. Another fun fact, those that are involved in things such as philanthropy and activism all have him to thank in the Philadelphia area. Alicia chimed in.